This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now then, today, the fourth message in the series from the Gospel of Mark, a series called What Jesus Did, He Does. I need to know what Jesus did. So do you. Why? Because we need to know what he can do in our lives today in 2014. This week again, Jesus dealing with the demonic. I want you to notice how that Jesus is declared to be the Son of God by none other than the demons themselves, who Jesus expels from a man who's living in a cemetery. What a powerful story that will speak to you all this week. God bless you. A minister friend of mine from Kentucky told me that one day he left the office, picked up a paper, and he said he went to the typical Bob Evans, Cracker Barrel, Frisch's, whatever it was, a typical family restaurant to buy some lunch. Takes his paper and sits down at a booth in a typical restaurant configuration where there's tables right next to you, but there's a separation, a visual barrier of perhaps one of those opaque glasses or railings or something. He said he couldn't see the people next to him, at the table next to him, even though he could hear them just as plain as day. Their voices carried over the barrier, etc. But he had no idea who they were. He's reading the paper, he's listening to the conversation, and he realizes, and this has happened to me many times, he hears a conversation about church. And I've heard that many times, people talking about what's going on at their church. Sometimes you listen, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you hear, sometimes you don't. And he's listening to the conversation, and it's getting deeper and deeper. And all of a sudden, he realizes they're talking about the church where he's the minister. So he said, oh, this is interesting. He didn't stick his head over the barrier. He just listened. Then they started talking about his preaching. And one of them said his jokes were lame, which I could relate to. I took it personally when I heard that, because I'm as a person who tells lame jokes, that offended me too. But he said they talked about his jokes. One of the women said he was boring most of the time, and the other one said it's hard to follow him, and so forth and so on. And he's listening to this whole conversation, going in there thinking it's about somebody else, and then coming to the realization about 10 minutes in that this is about me. Today, I'm going to share a passage of Scripture with you that your first reading of the passage, you're going to say, that's about other people. And about 5 or 10 minutes into this message, you're going to realize this is about you. It's about me. We're going to study a passage today in the Gospel of Mark that's 20 verses long. I honestly believe this, I really mean this, that I could read these 20 verses, close the Bible, and say, if you need Christ, you come today. It's that powerful. It's the most dramatic episode in the life of Christ in terms of his encounters with the demonic. Encountering a man who's not possessed by a demon, but by many demons. Demons that were out to destroy him physically, emotionally, spiritually, in every way. And there's some lessons for you and for me, and I'll follow along as I read. Mark 5:1, they, meaning Jesus and the disciples, went across the lake to the region of the Gerasenes. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an evil spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain. For he had often been chained hand and foot, but he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Listen to how sad this is. Night and day among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out, and cut himself with stones. Mark that in your Bible, those of you that do. Cut himself with stones. We're going to talk about that.
Well, we'll continue this dramatic story from Mark 5 tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.